In our scripture text this morning, John 3, 1 through 17, familiar passage in John 3, 16, which most of us have remembered and quoted quite a bit over the years. But born of the Spirit is something really, really special that we need to look at. Now, John's Gospel and Mark and Luke are what we call synoptic Gospels. And we looked at last week about the ones in where the 40 days in the wilderness that Jesus talked about. And he was being tempted for those whole 40 days. And he didn't call the angels down to protect him and all that. No, he dealt with that old boy in the wilderness. Tempted him. But he stayed true to his calling. I like what it says at the end of Luke's Gospel, a little different than the other Gospels. Mark talks about it a little bit, but Luke talks about it, and then it's also the theme is in John's Gospel, but not the whole thing. But Luke's Gospel, at the end of that chapter in Luke 4, when he was done tempting Jesus, it says, "And the devil left." Ralphie's interpretation, according to what it says as part of Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, the devil said, "Yeah, I'm leaving, but I'll be back, Jesus." And he gave us the answer to all of that temptation. "Get thee behind me, Satan, before it is written." And I hear that a lot, because I get tempted an awful lot about a lot of things. And I'll just usually out loud, or sometimes when I leave the house in the morning, I know Jesus said, "I'm in the world, not of the world." So we got to deal with this worldly stuff. So when I open the door and I see, "Ooh, Satan, I'm coming out. But don't you mess with me. I'm covered with the blood of the Lamb." And then I step out into the world in confidence. Well, that's what John's talking about in chapter 3. When Nicodemus had questions, hear God's word. After dark one evening, a Jewish religious leader named Nicodemus, a Pharisee, came to speak with Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are proof enough that God is with you." Red letter edition, Jesus replied, "I assure you, unless you are born again, you can never see the kingdom of God." "What do you mean?" exclaimed Nicodemus. "How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again?" Red letter edition, Jesus replied, "The truth is, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives new life from heaven." So don't be surprised at the statement that you must be born again. Just as you can hear the wind, but can't tell where it comes from or where it is gone, so you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit. "What do you mean?" Nicodemus asked. Jesus replied again. Red letter edition. "You are a respected Jewish teacher, and yet you don't understand these things? I assure you, I am telling you what we know and have seen, and yet you won't believe us. But if you don't believe me when I tell you about things that happen here on earth, how can you possibly believe if I tell you what's going on in heaven? For only I, the Son of Man, have come to earth and will return to heaven again. And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so I, the Son of Man, must be lifted up on a pole, so that everyone who believes in me will have eternal life." First scripture I memorized when we used to read scripture in school in the morning, do the Pledge of Allegiance, read the Bible, and it was one that I read every time it was my turn. That's the one I read. And I never knew why I memorized it, because I spent a lot of time in the heathen world, but when it came time, I remembered that scripture. For God so loved Ralphie that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And God did not send his son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. That's why I call this God's personal love letter to you. Yeah, for God so loved the world, but guess who's in the world? You. And you can personalize it. Tina, Dave, Linda, Joanne, Dennis, Pat, Don, Phil, Betty, and Cheryl, and all of us. If you personalize Scripture, you will understand the message that God has given to us that's contained in this book.